Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I had a heck of a weekend, brother.
Hey, good for you, man.
I played golf. I played poker. Real guy's guy now.
Yeah, you smoke a cigar?
No, that gives me chest pains.
Okay.
But I'm working my way up to that.
Yeah, you'll get there, baby.
Yeah, my weekend used to be, you know, writing little jokes in my book, or, but I'm golfing, I'm playing poker.
Stepping up the world. You're like a real businessman now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How about you?
I remember when I was like in probably like college or something, my dad asked me, like, you ever play any golf? And I was like, no. And he's like, well.
No, that's boring, Dad.
He was like, if you want to work in business or sales at any point, you're going to need to know how to play golf.
Yeah.
Look at me now.
Yeah, look at me now, Dad. Did you think I was ever going to work in business?
The business of laughter.
Yeah.
Theater.
Yeah, I think my parents are probably more like, you know, Trey, if you ever want to, you know, have a career, you're going to have to not learn to play golf. You're going to have to actually probably get a job. Look at me now. No, I didn't say that.
Speaking of theater, can you guys all stop catching COVID? I don't know if anyone's
asking for
people to stop, but
we kindly ask.
I want to be the first to say, please stop getting it.
Yeah, I bet. The Are You For Real tour resumes, if you know it. We've been doing the show all through the years, but the theater tour resumes. It was canceled March 11th, 2020, the day of the first show where COVID began.
What a fun
night. It's going to resume August 1st, and I have no doubt that Biden will be like, starting August 1st.
October.
October 1st, we are going to shut down the country.
No gatherings in theaters. Mm-hmm. You can still do comedy clubs.
Yeah, no theaters.
Like, dang, that was...
Oh!
That feels really specific, Joe.
I think, but like I said, I think we'll still be able to do our Texas shows. They're just
Dallas,
like,
we're coming for you.
Dallas, yeah.
Dallas and Florida shows, we should be good.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, Orlando, Tampa, Clearwater, we'll be
cool.
There. If you guys could stop catching it, that would be cool.
You don't have, do you?
No, I don't have COVID. I don't have the vaccine. I have a mirror that I look into to talk to my own immune system. And I say, you will not catch COVID. That's all you need.
It's all mental.
Yep.
That's everything. I think the CDC released that.
Yeah.
The CDC
at some point, they probably have.
Yeah. They said, you want to be healthy? You just got to want it bad enough.
Yeah.
They released that statement.
They said, we're taking the mom approach. I was like, oh, like, listen to your mom. They said, no, it's an acronym. Mind over matter.
Mm-hmm.
Just think it away.
Think it away.
Yeah.
You got to want it.
You got to want it. You got to not want it in your system. Don't, and that's where I'm at.
So hopefully we'll be able to do it. We've got some, we'll be in North Carolina next weekend. Got some tickets available. It's going to be a good time. Greensboro, North Carolina. Get your tickets. TreyKinney.com/tour. Jake will be performing. So will I.
Hey.
It's going to be a good time.
Thanks.
So get your tickets and welcome back. I think we've got it last episode, maybe the last 10, but roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I want to check out these YouTube comments. You're munching on your cough drop, which is less embarrassing than munching on your own beard hair.
Yeah, I saw a few comments about that.
Katie probably upvoted that. She she gets very upset at my...
She's got
let's
a
look at these.
Few burner accounts.
Gets very upset at the stop. Every man with it. There's never been a man with a beard who hasn't nervously picked and played with it. It's like second nature to us. Have you ever noticed that? Any guy you know with a beard, they just...
I don't even have a beard, and still pick at like the few hairs I have on my face.
I think I've hit my... This was like my rock bottom for my beard fidgeting. Whenever it was like, okay, what's triggering me is this dude licking all his ear hair.
What?
That is coming in, but beard hair. So I think I might just take 5 on the beard. Scrape it off.
My favorite comment from last week was from Aubrey Magoon.
Said, yes, bring that one.
I don't know why any woman would feel threatened by Jake. If you're not his sister, he's not even interested.
Which is so good. Aubrey with the banger. That is the best comment of the last one. Oh, someone said, was that a ginormous pause before triggered supposed to be in? Did you do that on purpose?
Narc.
Derek got in trouble.
Hannah. Hannah's ratting on Derek. Someone said, I think Derek did it on purpose to be funny.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's Derek's thing.
All right. You got saved by Becky.
Yeah. Funny editor trick.
Yeah. The classic editors. No, sometimes editors mess up on purpose.
No, the raw stuff is what's so funny.
Yeah.
When there's silence.
Yeah.
It was funny silence.
Oh, man. Derek, I wish you guys could see Derek, man. He just got a fresh sports clip fade high and tight.
Yeah, we could show you him, but maybe a little hair.
Yeah, give him a little taste. Ooh.
That's special.
Sports clips, baby. I swear I've told the story before. I apologize, but I went to one of those clips one time, and this large black woman cut my hair, and I just had the best time. Mm-hmm. She was telling me all about her kid. She's like, I got 2 boys. They graduated. They ain't never gotten in trouble, never been arrested. They got full-time jobs. I said, go ahead and make mama proud. I was like, wow. Would you tell me you're proud of me?
Yeah, I could use some of this on my drive home.
It was honestly awesome. The haircut wasn't, but her personality was top-notch.
You should tell more, maybe you've talked about it on the podcast before at some point, but the difference in the interactions you get versus like a white fan versus a black fan, because I love those stories.
It is, like a white person will come up often. Someone the other day, they came up and like, hey man, I'm so sorry about, you're here with your wife, I'm so sorry about, and every now and then, someone will come up very nervous, it's kind of flattering, and I'm like, it's all good, what's up, do you want a photo or something? And they're trying to take the selfie and they're quaking and like, I'm just so sorry to bother you. And a black person, like I was in Nashville once, like walking down the street, I was on a scooter.
Yeah.
And a guy in a car drove by. He's like, pull over that scooter. Like commanding me. I was like, okay, yes, sir. He's like, yo, you are funny. Oh, that's what happened. This dude is funny AF. Yeah. Everyone's like turning. Like, what has happened? Making a scene. I was like, okay.
Sometimes.
You're making me nervous. And then we took a photo and it was just hilarious.
He was like quoting the video back to you. And he was like doing
it. He was like doing it for me. He's like, you better. It was back in the dad video days. You better whip up something. And yeah, it was great.
It's
like
electric.
A group of black girls at Target once. Usually Target, they're like white people, like, and if it's not too much trouble, if I could take a moment of your time. And these 3 black girls just get eye me and stare, and they just go, and they like run me down, and they're like, oh girl, he is even finer in person. And I'm like, I can hear you. They're like, girl, this is my husband. Meet my husband. This is my husband. And I was like, this is making me feel really good right now, but also, I don't know how to handle it. Took a photo and that was it.
That's awesome. Like they get on like the loudspeaker somehow. Mm. Like Trey Kennedy on Instagram. He's in the maternity aisle. Go check him out. Like, okay.
It is great. You gotta love it, man. And I love every single show. We've got a small percentage of the black community present, and it's my favorite thing. I tell a joke, try to show them love. It's probably my favorite bit of the whole evening.
It's awesome. It's a good time.
I love it, man.
Yeah.
Because it's great. You have to come see the show, but I'll start mentioning black people, and the room's like 90% white people, like, and it just gets so quiet.
People are like nervous for you.
Like, oh, Trey, be careful, Trey. I don't think you should go down this road. It's great. It's my favorite.
Oh, it's a good time. I'm sure the fine people of Greensboro are going to appreciate it. If you live in Greensboro, if you're coming to the show, let us know in the comments. Let us know what we should be doing. What do we need to see out there?
For sure.
Sounds like I need a cough drop.
Get that cough drop,
brother. Yeah, but need the cough drop.
Get that cough drop.
I have a couple different
What's the deal, man?
What cases of COVID going on right now.
Yeah. Hey, stay mentally strong.
It's Lambda Chi. I have that variant right now. I also have a little bit of Kappa Gamma in me.
Yeah. That was really spread.
Yeah. You think you want it at first, and then it doesn't take long. And you're like, oh, this isn't as fun.
Didn't get a bid.
Yeah. No, I just have allergies. Was that believable?
Yeah, I did.
No, I've just been sneezing.
It's the first time my allergies haven't allowed me to smell or taste anything, but there's just a weird strand. It's the pollen.
Yeah. Claritin is not working. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's not working for this. Huh.
No, you're good. You're good. What? Yeah, you had a wedding, right?
Yeah. So, I got to tell you something about this wedding. So when the ceremony lasts an hour, you have plenty of time to memorize the program, which is what I did. And
an hour, dude. Catholic? Yeah.
No, Protestant.
Well,
big fan of Martin Luther.
Reformist.
From what I gathered, but yeah. They didn't talk about him specifically. But in the program, I'm checking out the groomsmen names, the bridesmaids names, figure out if I know these people. And I kid you not.
Checking the bridesmaids.
I'm checking the bridesmaids on Instagram. And
they should just, on the menu, it's not a menu.
It is for me.
It is.
What are we having tonight?
Appetizer. Main course. But you should put on there the relationship status of the bridesmaids and groomsmen.
I said that exact thing.
There's 19 yesterday. Bridesmaids. This is a lot of work. How do I figure this out?
I got here late. I'm sitting in the back row. I can't see engagement rings from back here. Right. I need a label. Mm-hmm. They did a thing for the reception. Sorry, I'm kind of skipping ahead. But they did a thing for the reception. Instead of like some cheesy DJ being like, now welcome Bethany and Thomas, the bride and groom actually like introduced the bridal party and kind of how they know them, which was cool. But I was like, can we get like a single or taken label? Like, yeah. We're already saying all this information. Can I get a quick status update on where they're at? It would have been
nice. Was it like fun or was it corny? Like, this is Sarah. We've known each other since we were 8. And it's just like yesterday we were at this neighborhood park and she's just been there for me. She's the sweetest. Was it like that or was it more like?
Luckily, they kept it to like one or two sentences. Okay, like, I met this girl in college. We were roommates. I never thought we'd be this good of friends because of how ugly she looked at first. You know, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just normal, cute friend stuff.
I usually don't go for bigger girls to be friends with, but she was so fun.
You should see the casserole.
I don't think she should take. Yeah, don't talk about her like that.
Anyway, one of the groomsmen, kid you not, his name is Loyal Carpenter. His parents wanted to name him Jesus so bad. And they're like, all right, well, we can't say Jesus. How close can we get?
His last name's Carpenter. Makes sense.
Loyal Carpenter. And I was waiting for the introduction. I was like, maybe this is a nickname. This is the time to find out if his nickname. And yeah, Caden's up there. He's like, next up, we got Loyal Carpenter. Loyal's just been like a good friend of mine for a long time. It's like, oh. He what is. That's it. What he yeah. is. Loyal. He has been. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. It's like he's the poor guy. Every time he meets people, he's like, I am Loyal Carpenter. It's like, who let this guy can't even speak English. He's some day laborer. Loyal Carpenter.
I am hard worker.
I am hard worker. Yeah. I am Loyal Carpenter. I am.
I am good sheet rocker.
Yeah. Faithful plumber. Do work. Good. Cheap pay. Work done well. Yeah. Loyal Carpenter.
And faithful boyfriend.
People are just going to straight up just name. This is our baby Jesus.
Yeah, just go for it. Jesus Christ. Just name him that at that point. Loyal Carpenter.
See what happens.
Yeah, that was unreal. They just, poor guy has been compared to Jesus his entire life probably. His name's Loyal Carpenter.
Carpenter. Yeah. Where did he look like a handyman?
He was.
Because that would be tough. The last name Carpenter and.
He was, from what I remember,
can't even mount a TV.
what would that be? Like, he's been so like scared off by like carpentry terms his whole life. Like he doesn't do anything. Like doesn't even like, you know, he's married, but he doesn't screw his wife because it reminds him of woodworking terms.
Right.
He's like, I've been scarred by this my whole life. But visually, he was like,
he
what I remember,
did not get hammered at the wedding.
I'd say 5'8" scrawny. I believe potentially from Branson, Missouri.
Mini Carpenter.
Yeah. Tiny Carpenter.
Tiny Carpenter. That's me. Interesting.
I wish I would have got time to talk to him, but my voice was gone yesterday.
So, yeah.
I was quiet Royal. Voice.
Quiet voice. Yeah.
Small talker.
Yeah. Was he Native American?
Yeah. That explains the full headdress he had on.
Okay.
Made of feathers down to the floor.
Loyal Carpenter.
He
walking handyman. I don't know. I wish someone's gonna name their kid Jesus, and like imagine if you have a kid and they're like, this is my buddy, I made buddies with this guy on the playground, is Jesus Henderson. Like, Jesus,
hey, have Jesus.
Have you seen Jesus?
Stop it.
Have you seen Jesus?
Quit.
Jesus, that's wrong. Jesus. Like, this is cool.
Jesus,
so
should you be doing that, Jesus? Really? With me watching? Should
really,
you be doing
Jesus?
That?
I can see you, Jesus. Has anyone... I can't find Jesus.
Quit trying to run away from me, Jesus. I'm always going to know where you're at.
Okay.
Like, come back. Hold on.
This is not...
This is what he's supposed to
I'm
say.
I'm so confused. Yeah.
Wait.
I can't find Jesus.
You can't run away from me.
Me neither. He's lost.
Yeah, it feels like he's so far away. Yeah. Where is Jesus? Right, guys?
Right.
Sometimes.
Has anyone seen him?
Doesn't he feel a little far away?
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right, I should have never brought my kid to the daycare with Jesus there.
Know, don't talk. Raise your hand if you want to come to know yourself.
Jesus, what are you drinking? What is that? Oh, it's just water. Oh, Jesus. That's okay, Jesus. That was tricky. That did not look like water from a distance. You're good, Jesus.
Oh.
You switched it back, you dog.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. We'll see if that happens. Because the Hispanic community, they just named their kids Jesus, right?
Yeah. No problem. No mm-hmm. problemo. It's Jesus.
Yeah. Because this is... Yeah, they... That's interesting that they're the only culture that is like, we're just going to go ahead and embrace this, right? No?
Muhammad.
Well, yeah, speaking of Jesus, but yeah, that's true. Muhammad, that's the most popular name in the world. They're just like, we're going to name every other one of these.
That is interesting. I never really thought about that. They're naming, the most popular name in the world is a deity.
Probably a lot of Joseph Mormons. No? Yeah.
There's got to be.
A lot of Mormons named Joseph.
Got to be. You don't hear of many Adolfs.
It's true.
I know he's not a god.
The Russians don't really.
Yeah. I thought about that multiple times this week. I was like, that is shocking that Trey got Germany and Russia confused momentarily. Well,
Adolf used to be a more popular name. I guess he kind of ruined that one.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I supposedly in my family tree there was an Elmo.
Ooh.
That people forget. That was a name before the puppet ran off with it. I think Kermit too.
Really? I'm sure that sounds kind of a cute name. I mean, there's men and women named Gay, which mm-hmm. is, you know, fun.
Probably, yeah, that's probably not as popular anymore.
Yeah, but plenty of good jokes. Yeah.
True.
Gay Carpenter. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, you like hardwood. Nice. Cool. Okay. Got it.
Also could be Native American.
Yeah, also could just be a coincidence.
Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, I want to, someone DM me this video. I want to just get us fired up here. It's a great one. I think you'll enjoy it. It's a wedding. Okay, speaking of weddings, who doesn't love a good wedding, right? Let's keep it tight on me, Derek. I gotta I gotta pull this thing up. This is what do you think I'm about to show you? It's a very unique wedding,
like a themed wedding, but everyone's a little person.
But
that's my guess.
Okay, well that didn't. You've got to see this.
Am I close?
No. That's how I do that. I gotta. You gotta see this, man.
Okay. Okay. Next guess.
Well, let me find this here.
It's a Simone Biles impersonator, not participating in her own wedding, and it's like really ironic because of the current affairs.
All right, Derek, I'm good. Here we go.
Oh, I was close. Oh my gosh.
That time we live streamed our friend's wedding.
That was so loud to fix that.
Hold on. Just pause. Okay. Everyone needs to get on YouTube right now and look at what we're looking at. And just immediately, I'm just mad. The top comment says, OMG goals. The Taylor Swift like remix going on kind of pisses me off.
This is
just
kind
to
of
be
a
honest.
Jesus wedding. They're on the water. They're all on surfboards. They're getting married. This is a wedding just about, looks like 30 yards out from the beach, and everyone's on surfboards, and there's dogs with life jackets and a tennis ball. And that's it, man.
And it looks like Sam Darnold, the Panthers quarterback, is getting married to someone he met that afternoon.
Yeah.
From what I can tell.
This reminds me of the underwater photo phenomenon going on. Have you seen these? Where they'll do a little underwater photo shoot?
It seems like very complicated to coordinate.
I mean, why do we want to see you underwater?
It's the same thing as like going camping. It's like we've adapted.
Yeah.
We've technologically advanced where we have air conditioning. Why are we going camping? It's like we're humans. We do phenomenal on land.
Yeah.
Why are we putting ourselves under this pressure? Literally, it's pressure to go underwater and try to breathe.
Can you imagine if you're like, yeah, man, I got to go to this wedding. They're like, another one? I know, right? All these, we're catching up from COVID. Where's this one at? It's in the ocean.
It's about 50 yards off of Waikiki Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, they said it's casual swim attire.
The program says nipples casual. What kind of dress code, what does that mean?
I don't know if that, I mean, I don't, there's a lot of like breastfeeding women going on, or I don't want to.
Never seen this. I don't want to Google it.
To that. Yeah, I can't Google what's nipple casual.
I'm not going to search that.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes, you know, a very annoying part of the wedding can be having to get dressed up on a hot day. They don't have that problem,
right?
So there's a win.
Sunscreen. You got to dress artsy areola. Oh, my God.
It's a cute little dress code.
Yeah, I'm like the stupid the thing where, have you ever heard this where like, grooms and bridesmaids, make sure you don't lock your knees or you'll just fall over.
Oh, yeah.
Unconscious.
Fourth grade choir technique.
Yeah. Have you ever struggled to just stand?
I've been great at it.
Yeah. I'm like, why is this such a thing? I mean, you just drown and die out here, I guess. Like, make sure everyone, you breathe. Bridesmaids, if you go down, there's nurse sharks circling beneath us. One of the dogs peed in the ocean. They smell it. Everyone remain calm. Say the vows.
This looks like if it was a scene from a movie, you know, some cheesy pastor. I'm going to say the pastor of this movie is Rob Schneider. He's like doing the wedding.
Yeah.
And he's like, if anyone objects to this couple should be married, speak now. And then the protagonist of the movie starts on the shore and he starts swimming.
Yeah.
And he's swimming and he breaks up the wedding. And then the main character gets eaten by the nurse shark. Mm-hmm. That's what I would predict if this is a movie.
Yeah, do they rent the space or do they just kind of claim it? Because you know there's probably a drunk couple like 20 feet to the left of the frame just bobbing there.
Congrats! They got a Bluetooth like floaty speaker playing Bruno Mars way too loud, just ruining this wedding.
Dude, when I proposed to Katie, it was, we were, where were we? We were by a lake in Oregon or something.
Nice.
And, it's... people are around. I was like, okay, we just need to get off to like kind of a little known spot. But I turn the corner to this area where it's like, it's the plan. And there's like teenage punk looking kids just blaring like rap music, fishing. Just a and I'm like, so the scripture tells us that. Will you marry? What? This is supposed to be beautiful. I don't. You know, there's like people like on a, what is it, a banana floaty, like tubing by them. Woo!
Oh, you know, they got mooned at least once during the wedding ceremony. Some guy in a jet ski. He goes, "Hey, you dropped something," and just drops his pants right in front of him. Gotcha. Oh. There's also someone here who's not very comfortable swimming, probably, who just fully decked out floaties, life jacket, and they can't control their paddleboard. And they're just floating away. Like they're missing the whole ceremony because they're half two knots further down the ocean.
So that's the do less, God bless moment of today's podcast. That was a floating wedding.
It's pretty special.
Would not attend. I don't know. I wonder the rehearsal dinner. There's only like a few people there, which makes sense. Be tough to ask Nana and Papa to tread water out there. But
it's tough too when they're like, "All right, the bride's coming down. All rise." It's like, well. I should have done that on shore.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm not good at getting on a paddleboard in water.
And she just starts paddling out there. Yeah. And he's just crying. Dude, how...
He's like treading water, just losing his mind, like emotionally.
When you're at a wedding, you were at the wedding this weekend. Did you stare at the groom as she walked down the aisle, get his read?
Yeah, I did.
What was his reaction?
He had like a very frowny face. But it was because he was so emotional. He was crying.
Oh, okay. He was crying?
He was crying, yeah.
But you could tell he was trying to amp it up a little, or did it seem?
He might have been. Once again, I was in the back row because I got there late because of my poor time management skills.
Looking at the menu.
Looking at the menu, liking what I see.
Oh, we've got pigs in a blanket and Courtney? This might be better than I thought.
I see that the food tonight is gluten-free, but are you free tonight?
Yeah.
I just can't. That's off the dome, baby. Right. That's a good one.
No, I love that about weddings. But everyone's looking back and forth to the groom standing there, and you know he's like, my God, I mean, this guy doesn't cry for anything. He's trying to get something worked up because all everyone's like, what is this? This monster's not going to shed a tear.
He's not crying.
Yeah.
It is shocking that the men always seem more emotional on the wedding day than the women.
True.
Because otherwise, that is not the case typically.
Well, it's because the man's very overwhelmed, and he's like, he's trying to ham it up. And the girl is just like, this is all about me. She's not even looking at the groom.
Yeah.
Like, we'll figure this out later, but I'm having a blast.
She's had her whole life to kind of prepare for this. The guy is kind of like, oh, crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't address these feelings till today.
I forgot this was today. Oh. This is a big deal.
Oh.
I want to cry.
Wow.
And so I will right now.
Yeah, I should probably talk about it, but my groomsmen are over there looking at the menu, and I'll just bottle it up until the ceremony.
Kind of a fun thing about this wedding was halfway through the vows, and I'm not kidding, halfway through the vows, the speaker starts playing Yeah by Usher.
I promise to always protect
Peace you. Up, A-Town. Yeah. Voice is still gone a little bit.
Should have got down and come and get me. I do.
To have and to hold from this day forward. For richer or poorer.
The best homie.
In sickness and in health.
My
from this day on.
Like, what? And it just kept going, or?
They like press spacebar like four times. And so it's like on, off, on, off. It's like, just quit. Just leave it alone.
Unplug it.
Yeah. So that was fun. That was one of my favorite parts of the ceremony. Mm-hmm. The Protestant ceremony.
It was an hour. What did they do to drag that on?
This was something new that I'd never seen. And they had, I didn't count, but I'd say probably 9 or 10, people on each side of the wedding party, like 9 groomsmen, 9 bridesmaids, plenty on the menu. And each one of them wrote something to the bride and groom. So each one of those things was read aloud. So you know, that was like 18 paragraphs that were read aloud.
I've been to too many white people rehearsal dinners where they're like, all right, and now we're just going to open up the mic to if anyone wants to say something to basically just...
Whoever has been drinking a lot tonight, go ahead and come on up here and spill your guts. Nice.
Yeah, and it just goes on for hours. I also love these a lot of these Christian white people weddings where yeah, they drag it on and make it take forever because they're like, we want to make, it's very important to us that, you know, just the entire biblical story of Jesus is told at our ceremony. And it's like 80 people are there and all of them, they like met at church. It's like, okay, we've all heard this. We've all heard the story.
I know Loyal Carpenter.
Yeah.
I know him.
Everyone here knows him.
We're very loyal to the Carpenter.
We'd like to know Loyal Happy Hour.
Yeah. Introduce us to Quick Drink. Not Loyal Carpenter.
Yeah.
Where is Quick Drink at?
We've been knowing him for a long time. Everyone here does.
Yeah. Where's Strong Gin?
Yeah.
We get a hold of that guy.
It's a nice sentiment, but I get it. It just drags on. Like, oh.
That is a good point. Yeah, just in case.
Or they have the people with the singers. Dude, because my thing in college, I was a singer. I was a singer. Ah, I would sing around. And I think a lot of people were trying to be maybe supportive / it just felt fresh in their minds. But all the people who got married right out of college were like, Trey, you need to sing at our wedding. And happy to do it. But man, I mean, no one's fired up for that performance. You know what I mean? There's like, I'm trying to remember the songs I sang. What are some of those? I can't help falling in love with you. Take my hand. Take my whole. And I'm like, am I singing to the bride right now? Do I need to take her hand? Like, how do I sing it?
Is this from my perspective?
Yeah.
What should my mindset be here?
I don't know what to do. And then I'm playing with an organ player who's a 90-year-old woman at the church. I was like, yeah, we're playing a song by Elliot Yamin. Have you heard of him? You're like, what? I don't.
More of a Jason Mraz guy or what? Yeah, she's like, who are you talking about?
Baby, I will wait for you. Have you been to weddings where the singer's just brutal?
I'm just laughing thinking about like you having to sing to the bride and the groom's like, dude, back off.
Yeah, okay, now you're doing a little too much.
You're doing like an acoustic version of like,
I won't give up on us. Yeah, man.
What's that song? Is it Jason Derulo? It's like the... No, Bruno Mars. Like
the trumpets, there you go. Bum,
bum, bum, bum, nope.
I did that at a wedding once.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm kidding. I'm so
sorry. There's no way.
And the drum, they sing low. The trumpets, everybody. Bum, 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 bum. Can you imagine? I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Just go rogue.
Yeah.
I got you. The wedding song.
Yeah. Trust awesome. Me. Move some. Shake it tail feather. Oh. And I go, whoa, what?
Shake it like a saw shaker.
Did she ask for this? Oh, man. Yeah. The mindset you have to go into. It's kind of how certain songs are, too, where people are like, this is such a beautiful like worship song. And then you like look into it. It's like, oh, no, this is like a song about like his wife. Or like you're at a concert.
Yeah,
and like,
should
we put our hands up to this? Yeah.
This is a good one. Just about his dead wife or something. Like, I don't.
This reminds me of my Loyal Carpenter.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she was incinerated in a house fire. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the song's supposed to be about.
But you had a good time? No, no luck with the bridesmaids, I guess. You
Didn't talk to a single one of them.
Your sister wasn't one of them?
None of them reminded them of my sister.
Yeah.
Reminded me of my sister. So I couldn't see myself going to McAllister's Deli with any of them.
That's a good way to put it.
What's the point?
That's a good way to put it.
What's the point?
I hear you, man.
I don't think I talked to any of them. If I did, they couldn't hear me because I was basically mute yesterday.
You got Kappa Sig COVID.
Yeah, I have Kappa Sig. And, dude, it'll reveal something in you when I sometimes I'll crack a lot of jokes. You know, people are like, are you still doing the podcast thing? And I'm like, two a week, actually. Yeah, I really like to hear myself talk. You know, these kind of self-deprecating jokes.
Right.
But then when your voice is gone, you realize like, oh, wow, I am like, I feel crippled without a voice. Like, I hate this. I must really like this sound of my voice.
Yeah.
And like, I just can't even like, oh, I can't socialize. I mean, obviously no one can, but it really, really hurt. I hated it.
Wow, that's too bad.
I was like, what's the point?
That's a shame.
Why am I even here?
Any masks at the wedding?
There was one. Actually, the one person I saw, I never circled back to this woman. When I got there at the ceremony, a woman in a mask had like two like little girls next to her. The little girls were like staring bullets at me. So I'm like, do these like small girls know who I am? Is this like a summer camp? I don't know. There's a couple different ways. Maybe I would know small children. I don't know. And
there's a lot of ways I know these little girls. Ma'am, I think your daughters know who I am. Is it one of the following?
Let's go. Let's start from the top. No, but then the mom turns around and she's like pointing at me to the girls and then waves at me, but she's got a mask on. So I don't know who she is. I don't know who her daughters are, and never circled back. So I kind of forgot about that till this very moment. I have no idea who these girls are that waved at me. Well, if you're listening, please identify yourself.
Yeah. That's the guy who dates his sister. They're just waving at you.
Oh yeah. They call him the bacon spud. Don't ask.
Don't ask. Man, I guess put the mask back on and stuff.
The mask are kind of back a little bit. You had to put one on today.
I did. Went to
the poor thing.
Went to the gym. I don't know. Yeah, when I walked in, they didn't tell me to, but most everyone had one on. A couple didn't. So I don't know. I was like, experiment. I don't need to be that guy. Threw it on. Social experiment.
Maybe. You failed.
Like, let's see. Yeah, I failed.
Your follower.
This guy's a sheep.
Yeah. Loyal follower is your name.
Yeah.
But not free thinker, follower. Not free
thinker,
sheep
follower.
Sheep boy.
Sheep boy.
That's your name.
Walks with sheep.
Yeah, I'm going to start coming in to your house every day for work and just have the mask on. Do I need this on?
The mandate.
Please. No, you're good, man. Oh, okay, just checking.
Yeah, we'll
every
see.
Every single day.
I don't know, man. God, we don't need to talk about that. Who cares? It's fine.
Get a bigger mirror and look in it say I'm not going to get COVID.
It's fine.
I'm not a Delta Gamma.
I'm heading to Florida this week.
Ah,
a little beach time.
Yeah, the Golden
Take
State.
Take a little load off.
Nice.
When you know it, go into the white part of it. 30A, if you've never heard.
White beaches, white people. That'll be nice.
Gotta love it. So,
is 30A a street? Is that like a county?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I haven't. I'm not a very.
Come on.
Can't think of the word.
Fun.
Experienced 30A person.
Got it. You're more of a Grand Lake guy. In Oklahoma.
Yeah, maybe give me a good lake in Oklahoma. Give me maybe a little
In-ground pool.
Ingrown toenail. I got one.
Okay.
I had to get at it yesterday.
Let's talk about it.
Those are pesky, man. Those will come out of nowhere. I don't know what I did wrong. I don't think I deserve it.
It was mind over matter. You weren't strong enough.
Probably COVID through that.
Mentally.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You gotta want it.
COVID can enter through the toes.
Derek, are you a 30A person?
Went to Panama City Beach once this spring.
Okay.
So no,
ooh, spring break. Whoa. Wild, man. Okay. I never did the college spring break at Panama City. I did the old, what is it, South Padre Island.
Oh, that's worse.
Oh, yes. That's how I've never had COVID because I got it spring break 2012.
That was the alpha variant. This was when they were just trying it out.
They were just getting going.
Wasn't even in beta yet.
Right. So, good times there. Ugh.
I had kind of a Padre reminded me of one of my spring breaks. I went on a mission trip to Honduras one time in college.
Good, yeah.
So it was a different kind of Padre.
Similar vibes.
It was like children without Padres.
Yeah.
It was who we would talk to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we probably did a lot of the same stuff that spring break.
There were probably a lot of, I am Loyal Carpenter. You need to know Loyal Carpenter. That's why I'm here.
For the next 6 days, I will be your Loyal Carpenter. And then on the seventh day, we're going to go to this all-inclusive beach resort that I feel pretty weird about doing. Yeah. But I don't know.
Rest.
It's all-inclusive, so I guess I'll go.
Yeah. We work for 6 days and then Loyal Carpenter rest.
Sleepy Carpenter.
Under us. Did you like paint buildings there or something? Or I've never been on a mission trip.
No?
No. Too busy down in South Pod.
You better get in touch with Loyal Carpenter, dude. I don't know.
I know. Believe it or not, I haven't. But did you just mission trip the heck out of it, man?
I've done a few here and there, and you know, there's a lot of things you could say about them, good, bad, whatever. But you know, it's never a bad thing to experience different cultures, to see how other people live, and thankful for the experiences. But
wow, I do have it way better than these people. It's a good reminder.
Whoa, you guys love soccer.
I love when people do that. Like, just remember, if you make over 30 grand a year, you're the richest 1% in the world. It's like, oh,
okay,
thank God I am better than everyone else. I needed to be reminded of that. Jeez Louise, let's go to Honduras and laugh how poor they are. Now I feel better.
Thank you for that.
Let's go back to
person from high school's Missouri. Instagram story.
Yeah.
That was helpful. Also, that doesn't help make my rent cheaper. So, okay, cool stat. I'm still struggling. My rent's $850 a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot for me. Okay.
That is also the top 1% most expensive rents in the world. I know. That's a funny stat. I was like, did you know they only make a dollar a day? And it's like, but if I made a dollar a day here, I would die.
Yeah. It's like, I can't live off that.
There's different economies. I get that they solve less, but. Anyways, I'm a total economics.
Yeah, you have an MBA. Nerd, I get it. Know. When I tend to be in other countries, not speaking the same language as them, I tend to default to the town magician. Loyal magic man.
Mm-hmm.
Tricky hand man.
Tricky white boy.
Yeah. Long sleeve boy. But it's awesome. I wouldn't even consider myself a magician, but they don't know either your typical American magic tricks. Hmm. And boy, is it a good time.
What do you just like take a photo with your iPhone? You're like, magic box.
we're talking more like, where'd the rock go? It's behind your ear.
Okay.
That kind of stuff. Right. Also, they will think you're some kind of wizard if you take a soccer ball, put it on your finger, and then start spinning it like a basketball. They've like never thought to do that in other countries. Mm. One, even just touching the ball with your hands. It's right. Like illegal
right.
South of the border.
Right.
Because it's soccer only. But yeah, you start spinning it. And it really is kind of cool because they've like never thought to do that. They've never seen anyone spin a basketball.
Yeah.
It's like, how is it staying on your finger? You know, and they just try to put it on their finger and you are a town magic man.
Wow.
It's a cool way to bond.
You're killing Honduras.
Yeah. I'm doing a show there actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, there's no words.
Magic man has returned.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. It's awesome. Good, good times. It was my first time seeing an AK-47. Was in the airport there.
Nice.
So, culture shock.
That is, yeah, our airport security is, how are we,
we were
not,
talking
how
about
are there,
this.
Yeah, how are there's not more, like, just crimes at airports? There's, like, just some old overweight guy who's, like, watch the laptops, and, like, anyone can run in here and do some damage.
I feel like half the time, I'm sandwiched between two people who have never been to an airport before.
Yeah.
They try to go through security with their belt on. A couple sets of car keys in their pocket and a small knife. And they're like, I don't know what set it off. But then half the time TSA is like, just keep going.
You're
like,
fine.
Okay. Hope he's okay with his wife
no
and
worries.
Boss.
Also, can we get more workers at the Starbucks at the airport? The line is so long every time. There's like one person back there working
one girl
frantically.
Slaving away. Yeah.
The person over at Hudson News is taking a nap, or whatever the heck it's called.
Yeah, they're still
get
like
over there
pushing like, you know, GQ magazine at the airport. No one has ever bought a magazine or jewelry. Jewelry stores? What? Who?
That's where I got the engagement ring.
I don't get the jewelry.
Is that a Tiffany's in Portland Airport? This is the word I need it.
Yeah, airports are fun. I feel like we were talking about this in New Jersey, but. About every 3 months, I try and see if I can let another thing slide. And so it started with like, I'm going to leave my laptop in the bag this time. Recently, that's been working. 3 out of 4 times, they don't say anything.
Oh, good.
Feel like a bad boy. Then it started to be like toothpaste. I don't travel with like a travel size toothpaste. Full tube, baby. That's me. Full deodorant.
Yep.
They don't seem to notice that, even in my carry-on.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going belt. I might... I'm not going to use it, but I might put a small explosive in my shoe.
Go knife.
Just to see if they're still checking it. Yeah, just to push the envelope a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe put a bath bomb in my suitcase just to give me the excuse to say the word bomb. See how they react to that.
Just so it's cool that I have a bomb in here after you get through. And then it's a bath bomb.
Oh, you guys thought I meant like an explosive bomb. Oh, no, I would never do anything destructive to the airplane or in the cockpit with the pilots.
Thanks,
this is a 9/11.
Yeah. Yeah, just certain.
I'm not from Al Qaeda.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Just say all of the keywords. You should get a laser on your forehead.
Yeah, just to kind of test it out. But if you are traveling, test the waters a little bit. It seems like it's getting pretty lax.
That's good. Yeah, the whole
go full toothpaste.
However many ounces thing, they're really letting it slide.
Oh yeah, they don't care about that at all.
See, you're never gonna get you don't have pre-check? It's not your game.
Dude, every time I'm in the airport, I'm like, why do I not have pre-check? But I don't think of it. Actually, let me pull up a tab right now. TSA pre-check.
There
and then
you
when
go.
When I get home.
Boom.
It's so cheap, but it lasts for 5 years. Why have I not done this?
It's easy money,
so
man.
So stupid.
Yeah, you could easily sneak in a knife that pre-check.
Kind of, though.
I'm annoyed at all these airports through COVID just thinking they can, like, cheat the system where I'm pre-check and I go in the same line as the common folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point. I'm getting away from them.
Yeah. don't want to see these people.
It's brutal.
Yeah, you poor thing.
Is that a new Henley tee? What are we working with?
It is not new. It is a new thing for me to wear when it's 100 degrees out. I don't know why I thought.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
Yeah, hey, it's
sure.
August. Let's put a long sleeve on.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, we got some, we're rocking the same brand. Just solidarity. We're a unit here today.
Yep.
So good for us.
Oh, cool. What are you, what do you got? You got any, your stage outfits lined up for the fall? What are we rocking with?
Yeah, baby. I don't know. I go back and forth whether I want to layer up because it does get warm up there. But you also
but layers got, are nice.
Layers are nice. They hide the armpits. So I go back and forth. And then a lot of these shirts I've been wearing, I don't know how many details you wanted, but this is what I'm going in.
Dive in, then.
A lot of these shirts I wear.
Down to the skivvies.
They're kind of like longer, kind of this new trend, longer t-shirts. But that doesn't look as good with like a jean jacket that's like 4 inches higher that like goes to my waist.
Okay, okay.
So I don't know, Trey. I have my shoes picked out. You saw the new shoes I bought.
New
busted
shoes.
Them out in New Jersey.
Wow. Felt good up there?
I was funny.
Felt loose.
Funny shoe man. Loyal funny carpenter
shoe.
Man.
Yeah. Walks with shoe.
Walks with both shoe.
Nice.
So, I don't know. We'll mix it up. What about you?
I still can't decide, really. I've been loving the t-shirt because it just gets so hot up there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've tried a little bit of everything. I've gone short sleeve, button up, long sleeve, short sleeve with jacket.
I thought about buying top.
I haven't gone tank yet. But if it's nipple casual out, I might.
Right.
If we're doing it in Hawaii.
Yeah, we might do a couple shows of nipple cash. throw out an email.
I had the thought of maybe like splurge on like a nice bomber jacket and that just being like my performing jacket.
Just every time.
Yeah.
I think you wore this last time we saw it.
And I just conditioned myself. Like I'm only wearing that if it's time to be funny.
Yeah.
I accidentally put that on at dinner.
Like the Iron Man suit or something.
Yeah. And I'm just doing my whole entire set at dinner. I can't help it.
So what's up with appetizers? Just give me the meal. Jake, take the jacket off.
Get the jacket off of him.
Take the jacket off.
So yeah. Oh, speaking of the tours and everything, I'd like a little extra commission for one show.
Okay.
Just FYI, I want to bring this up on the podcast. I was hitting up my friend. I was back home this weekend for the wedding, so I hit my friend. I was like, hey, I'm going to be in town. Let's do something. He's like, great. I'm going to schedule a little, I got a game night for us to go to. Just go to this address, Heather's house. I don't know Heather, but I'm like, all right. Skip to the end of the story. Kind of fun fact. Turns out Heather was at our Kansas City show, like at the Comedy Club, like 2 years ago. Kind of fun.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you saw me perform my third time ever. Please
wow.
don't. Like, please remove that from your memory. I didn't have the bomber jacket yet.
Yeah.
But anyway, I show up at this game night, room full of people I don't know. Like, truly, like, 9 out of the 10 of them I had never met before. I did not know them. Happy to say that 8 of them bought tickets to see us in Springfield that night while I was there. So I want a little extra cut at the Springfield show.
You're at the game night, and they're like, dude, you're hilarious. You should do comedy. You're like, well, I actually am.
TreyKennedy.com/tour.
We're buying right. How did that come about?
It was just someone, I think, asked me what I do, and I said, strictly perform comedy. I'm a comedian. I feel totally comfortable saying that.
Funny.
And they were like, great. Now, you know, I was like, oh, I do social media stuff, whatever.
I don't know, I'm an influencer.
Right? One thing leads to another. Do you have any shows in town? Yeah, we're doing one in Springfield. We should go. And then another thing, yada, yada, yada. There we are. 8 tickets.
Nice bump.
Boom. Yeah, so that'll be
okay,
fun.
Yeah.
My game night crew.
Commission there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Game night. Okay, we have to do, if we're not sold out in anywhere, we have to do a little grassroots movement. Game nights.
Jake will come do a game night in your city.
Yeah. We'll prove he's funny. Play fishbowl.
Jake will.
Charades.
Yeah, book me to come play Quiplash and fishbowl with your game night crew.
He'll kill it.
And it works out for me because I'll end up selling some tickets out of it.
Yeah. That's nice.
What are your... Talk to me about game night. What are your games? Games of choice.
Dude, I hate game night. For the most part.
The groan. I can't believe he's even asking me about game night.
I'll get down every now and then, but... Oh, man. Some of these games... my thing... You had a group of people like, let's play a game. I was like, can we just hang or like...
Like...
Go get a... food or
like we're adults.
Yeah, I don't,
we don't need structure.
A youth group is like we can all have conversations, but I've been to a few game nights. There's always someone doing too much, trying to sell tickets and stuff. And there's
that classic game night stereotype of the guy trying to sell you his comedy show tickets. That's the worst.
All right, man. And I don't know, are you a game night guy? You're into it?
I do agree with your point of, can't we just talk? Like, I think that is really nice too sometimes. It can still be really fun. But I do love a good game night. I feel like a game that I love that you are not going to like. How do you feel about Murder in the Dark?
I don't think I played that once or twice, but yeah, no.
I knew we were not going to...
You just walk around in the dark and grab at things?
Yeah.
I don't think that's wise at this point.
Okay, well, I'm Loyal Carpenter, not, you know, safe grabber. All right.
Little Settlers of Catan I can get down with.
Little cerebral game. You like that more?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Someone can get after it, compete a little.
I'm a big Jackbox TV guy. I like those games a lot. Those are becoming more popular. Yeah. Quiplash. Oh.
What is that?
It's like it's basically like an improv game. It's like a who's the funniest kind of game. It'll give you like a prompt. You know, it'll say like a bad name for an ice cream parlor. And then people all get to answer. And so you see some stuff.
The N-word.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. Did I win? That feels like a bad thing to name it.
But that's truly what happens. It's like usually I'm going a little too far.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa. I'm like, it says a bad name. Yeah. It would be a bad name. Yeah. Jewish cookie dough. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, let's not name it that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, it's fun. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Okay. Give me a few.
Let's see. A bad thing to do without gloves on.
Is it always a bad thing?
I don't know. Sorry, that's
a bad thing to do without gloves on.
Yeah.
Strangle puppy.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Bad thing to do without gloves on. Okay.
Should you catch on fire, remember: stop, drop, roll, and then.
What? There's four.
Just come up with something.
And. I don't. Yeah, only thing that's coming to mind are really offensive things. So okay, I feel like I would win, but my career would lose.
A double rainbow doesn't have gold at the end of it. Instead, it has
Caitlyn Jenner.
Now that's a good answer.
Thanks.
See, that's why Quiplash is fun.
Okay.
A good catchphrase to yell every time you finish pooping.
Lucky Carpenter.
Lucky.
Loyal.
No, I like that you called it lucky.
Yeah, lucky. Feels right. Okay, one more.
Okay, last one. A rejected title in the Magic School Bus series. The Magic School Bus goes to North Korea. So yeah, they're kind of fun like that. They're not all, some of them are like hard or like some are like, I don't think anything's funny here, but there's some you get on there and just, it's so fun to see what your friends wrote or like who wrote that or you get to vote for your favorites and.
Oh, that's fun.
Comedian's dream, let me tell you. I know comedy.
That's what you're going to start doing on the road. All right, everyone. You ever heard of Quiplash?
I got Quiplash too. There's a software update.
Funnier.
Everyone needs to get better. Show wasn't good
funny.
Enough. He's putting on his bomber jacket. Oh gosh, here he goes with Quiplash again. Yeah,
bomber. I saw something. The Olympics is still going. It's just as I'm sleeping, people are just winning gold medals. I haven't watched any of it.
I have
no desire to. I watching sports not live. This would be my last thing I'd ever choose to do.
Not live, and especially when there's no Americans competing.
Yeah.
I watched, I turned it on. It was like 3-on-3 basketball. It's like, oh, that'll be fun. It was Latvia versus Russia.
Yeah.
And I was like, I watched 5 minutes of it. And I was like, what am I doing?
No one wins here.
Yeah. Lose. Yeah.
These people off to go back home to those countries.
Yeah. So, yeah, it does stink too, but the time difference. And then every morning I wake up and I see what happened last night. And there's like, my dad was actually talking about it. He's like, I think the big reason viewership is so low is because it's so easy to find spoilers. Like back in the day, you didn't know. Like on the news, they used to say, now we're going to report about the Olympics. If you don't want spoilers, skip ahead or, you know, like put it on mute or whatever for the next 2 minutes.
Okay.
And now you just can't avoid it. You find out everything immediately.
Oh, yeah. In the YouTube titles, they'll be like, so-and-so wins gold, breaks record. Yeah. This person got second.
Fastest time ever.
Fastest time.
Lost her goggles in the middle of it. It's just everything that happens.
I'm not even going to watch the video now.
Yeah. So it's making it harder to enjoy the Olympics like I used to, but it's still cool. Like, it's still cool that we're like, you know, Taiwan is down to compete against us in sports. That's true. Nice of them.
Yeah.
To
do that. Yeah. You went on a mission trip there too.
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was, I went to the wrong airport, but I was just like, hey, Will Carpenter, you know, he doesn't make no mistakes.
He wants to see some magic. I guess we're in. I saw China's got kind of up on us right now.
In multiple ways.
Classic.
The Olympics, microchips, wet markets.
Yep.
Those are probably the big three.
The big three of China just giving us L's.
We got to get our wet market game up.
Yeah.
China's dominating us.
They're dominating.
We're lucky that's not an Olympic event.
It'd be pretty beautiful if China causes the whole world to come under and then, like, we won the Olympics. Like, oh, shouldn't be allowed.
You guys are good at everything. Because it's the best.
You got to figure it out.
I watched a weird movie this past week.
A weird movie.
It was M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm. And it was the movie called Old. Have you seen the previews for this or anything?
I have. Is it good?
Okay, so I walked into it not knowing anything. I was like, oh, it's called Old. Let's see what happens for 30 minutes. I'm very confused why it's called Old. And one guy's kind of old. Anyway, if you don't know, the premise is there's this like certain private beach, something about it. They don't know what, but it makes you age rapidly. Mm. And the movie was not that great. Not very good acting. The logic of it didn't make sense. Like, their hair isn't growing fast, but their body kind of is, you know, like, whatever. There's like weird scientific parts. Right, it's like, how would this make sense for that?
Yeah.
Whatever. And anyway, real fun part of the movie is the kids are aging super fast. Like, they're growing up. It's like a new actor.
Yeah.
Like every like couple minutes. Well, it's a little scarring on one point because a girl who's a little spoiler here, a girl who started off as an infant, like a little baby at the beginning of the video, ends up getting pregnant seconds after having intercourse because time moves so fast there.
Okay.
So she just meets this boy, then comes to go see her parents. Her shirt doesn't fit at all because she's growing up so rapidly. So now it's like this little baby kind of is pregnant with this man. And she's like, I don't feel, this is weird. I don't like how this looks, I'm going to look away.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
Oh, wow.
But that's Shyamalan for you.
Yeah, no doubt. I bet Weinstein's requesting that one in his cell. Holy cow. Get him fired up. Ew.
Yeah, it's like, the movie Old didn't do great in the box office, but in most male prisons.
It was a hit. They're like, if only I knew of this beach.
Oh my gosh.
Ew.
That's gross.
Sad.
So yeah, it's a weird movie. You have to see this woman really sell out having a seizure multiple times. That's also kind of hard to see.
But overall, you say you shouldn't, no need to watch?
I would say no need to watch.
Hmm.
I'd say the first 15 minutes are really good. Seriously, first 15 minutes are solid.
Then
go see another movie. Yeah, seriously, cool. That's what I recommend.
Okay.
It was good.
Good to hear.
Good first 15.
It's good to know.
Yeah. Be careful if you go to a private beach in Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
Yeah.
Which island?
I'm not sure. I don't know if they specified. Us. Yeah.
Oof.
But be careful.
Okay, man. Like I said, we've got tickets.
Woo!
North Carolina, a few of those left. And then, of course, the whole tour are coming everywhere. We're doing it.
Yeah, baby.
Mask on, mask off. I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
So appreciate y'all. And we'll talk to you next week, as always. Peace.
Bye.
Correct opinion.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process.
Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.